Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. And I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God. I just give God all the praise and all the glory on tonight. I magnify His holy name tonight. I glorify the Lord on tonight, and I give Him praise. I just give reverence to God who is my life, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I give God praise. We're going to get ready to go into to call our Bible class to order on tonight. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and we're going to get started reading the Word of God. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwell on high, who humbled himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the praises of his people. He maketh the barren women to keep house and to be joyful, to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. I have just read you from Psalms 113 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his hearers and the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song now.
God is close to my destiny, extremely close to my victory, because here it comes, trials and troubles, jealousy and envy. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close to my overflow, extremely close to my miracle, because here comes confusion, problems and enemies. I just believe that I must be close to what you have for me. So much fire, he qualified, but so through fire. But I won't tell lies, so I'll be mad. Oh, So I'll go through it. I'll go through it. I just believe I must be close to it. So close to it. Oh, oh, oh.
Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight, God, confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we come now, God, asking you to cover this the Bible class on tonight. Father, I ask you right now to let me decrease and let the Holy Ghost increase and minister to us on the night and teach us tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to move me from myself, Lord, and use me as your vessel on tonight. I ask you right now to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, I ask you to work on our minds and our hearts that we may receive your word. Just as it is, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to bind the strong man tonight. Father, I bind up the strong man from this radio broadcast. I bind the strong man up from our lives in the name of Jesus. Every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled now in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to block anything that try to stop this radio broadcast on tonight and every night and cover everyone, God, in the shed blood of Jesus and in camp angels all around about them to protect them. In Jesus' name, I pray and ask it all. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast for our Bible study on tonight. I'm going to start reading at chapter 19, Leviticus chapter 19. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, ye shall be holy, for I the Lord your God, am holy. Ye shall fear every man, his mother, and his father, and keep my Sabbath. And I am the Lord your God. Turn ye not unto idols, nor make to yourself molten gods. I am the Lord your God. And if ye offer a sacrifice of peace offering unto the Lord, ye shall offer it at your own will. It shall be eaten the same day ye offer it, and on the morrow it ought remain until the third day. It shall be burnt in the fire. And if it be eaten at all on the third day, it is an abominable. It shall not be accepted. Therefore, everyone that eateth it shall bear the iniquity, because he hath profaned the hollow thing of the Lord, and the soul shall be cut off from among his people. And when ye reap harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy fields, neither shalt thou gather the gleaning of their harvest, of thy harvest, and thou shalt not glean thy vineyards, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard, Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I am the Lord your God, your God. Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie on one to another. And ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shall thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear the God, thy God. I am the Lord. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Ye shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a devised kind. Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seed, neither shall a garment mingled of linen and wool come upon thee. And whosoever lies cornerly with a woman, that is a bondmaid, betrothed to a husband, and not at all redeemed, nor freedom given her. She shall be scourged. They shall not be put to death because she was not free. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, even a ram for a trespass offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering before the Lord for his sin which he hath done, and the sin which he hath done shall be forgiven him. And when ye shall keep, and when ye shall come into the land, and ye shall have planted all manner of trees for good, for food, then ye shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be as uncircumcised unto you. It shall not be eaten of, but in the fourth year all the fruit thereof shall be holy to praise the Lord withal. And in the fifth year shall ye eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you the increase thereof. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall not eat anything with the blood, neither shall ye use enchantment, nor observe time. Ye shall not round the corners of your head, neither shall thou mark the corners of thy beard. Ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness. Ye shall keep my Sabbath and reverence any sanctuary. I am the Lord. Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God. I am the Lord. And if a stranger sojourn with thee in your land, you shall not vex him. But the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself. For ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall do not no unrighteousness in judgment, in meat yard, in weight, or in measures. Just balances, just weight, a just info, and a just hen shall ye have. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe it all my statutes and all my judgments and do them. I am the Lord thy God. I am the Lord. Now, you want me to read?
I got it. Chapter 20. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, again thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever he be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that giveth any of his seeds unto Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stone, and I will set my face against the man, against that man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he has given of his seed unto Molech, defile my sanctuary, and to profane my holy name. And if the people of the land do any ways hide their eyes from the man, when he giveth of his seed unto Molech, and kill him not, then I will set my face against that man and against his family, and will cut him off, and all that go a whoring after him, to commit whoredom with the Molech from among their people. And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him out from among his people. For, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God, and ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord which sanctify you. For everyone that curseth his father and his mother shall be surely put to death. And he hath cursed his father or his mother, his blood shall be put upon him. And the man that committed adultery with another man's wife, even he that committed adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. And the man that lieth with his father's wife hath uncovered his father's nakedness, both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have wrought confusion. Their blood shall be put upon them. If a man also lie with mankind as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be put upon them, shall be upon them. And if a man take a wife and her mother, it is wickedness. They shall be burnt with fire, both he and they, that there be no wickedness among you. And if a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death, and you shall slay the beast. And if a woman approach unto any beast and lie down thereto, thou shalt kill the woman and the beast. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and see her nakedness, and shall see his nakedness, it is a wicked thing, and they shall be cut off in the sight of their people. He hath uncovered his sister's nakedness. He shall bear his iniquity. And if a man shall lie with a woman having her sickness, and shall uncover her nakedness, he hath discovered her fountain, and she hath uncovered the fountain of her blood, and both of them shall be cut off from among their people. And thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, nor of thy father's sister, for he uncovered his near kin, they shall bear their iniquity. And if a man shall lie with his uncle's wife, he has uncovered his uncle's nakedness. They shall bear their sin. They shall die childless. And if a man shall take his brother's wife it is an unclean thing. He has uncovered his brother's nakedness that shall be childless. Ye shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and do them, that they land, that the land whither I bring you to dwell therein spew you not out, and ye shall not walk in the manners of the nation which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. But I have said unto you, ye shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, which have separated you from other people. Ye shall therefore put difference between clean beasts and unclean, and between clean fowls and unclean, and ye shall not make your souls abominable by beast or by fowl or by any manner of living thing that creepeth on the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean, and ye shall be holy unto me, for I the Lord am holy, and have severed you from other people, that ye should be mine. A man also or woman that has a familiar spirit or that is a wizard shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stone. Their blood shall be upon them. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was good stuff right there. So, one more question there. Okay. First question, y'all. What did God not want the people of Israel to make for themselves? What did he not want them to make for themselves? He didn't want them to make them molded gods, them idols to worship. You know, God is a jealous God. He don't want us to have gods before him. He said he didn't want us, he a jealous God, and he didn't want us making no kind of idol God. That's in verse 4, chapter 19, which it says, turn ye not unto to idols, nor make to yourself molten gods. I am the Lord your God. Mm-hmm. Number two, what did God want the people to leave in the fields at the harvest time? Remember how he was saying you could plant your, harvest your crop or something like that, but leave the corners for the strangers and the poor people.
Yeah, he didn't say the great gather every grape. No, it's a thou. Neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger.
Yeah, that's right. It's in verse 10. What did God mean by not cursing the deaf or putting a stumbling block before the blind? What did he mean when he said that? Just think about it. What did he mean when he said not to curse the dead or putting a stumbling block before the blind?
What it mean, like, don't make it hard for them, don't talk about them, and make
mm-hmm.
them feel bad about their sickness or whatever you want to call it. I don't think it's sickness. Blind people be having a talent.
Right. It's something in that like that. It's like he didn't want nobody to not lead someone wrong. He didn't want you to lead them wrong or take advantage of anyone, you know, who does not know or understand what you're doing. Just like you're saying, you know, you got to do people right. I don't care how strange they look, how funny they look, or how they don't understand. You can't do that because God's showing up watching you. You can sit around and laugh at people that's got a disability or a mental problem or something like that, but God or death can't hear you. Because I worked for a family. I was about 21 years old, and I worked for, I guess they was Down syndrome, I think. And all of them was Down syndrome. Wait a minute, y'all. Hello? Hey. Really? No, I'm on my radio broadcast. I'll call you right back. I'm on my radio broadcast. I'll call you right back. All right, bye-bye. Oh, thank you, Lord. Anyway, I worked for a family. At first, you know, this healthcare place had told me to go there to work, and it was a family of Down syndrome people. And I didn't know really how to deal with them. You know, they was all short and round and fat, and the parents was, you know, bald-headed. And, you know, at first I was really afraid. They were white people, and the kids was the same way. And I, like I said, I guess they was Down syndrome because all of them was the same way. But they wanted me to help them clean and all this kind of stuff for them. I never treated them different or anything. I just tried to help them the best that I could. That's why you have to be careful how you treat people because, honey, let me tell you, I don't know who they were. It was too many of them for me to say, you know what I'm saying? It was just too many of them. And I worked there as long as I could. I know that because I couldn't understand what they were saying, and they were trying to show me what they were saying. But I never made fun of them. I never did. Never did. But we have to treat people right. We just have to treat them right. That's all to it. Okay, number four. How were the people of Israel to treat strangers right? How were they to treat strangers? You know, because in my mother's day, and even now, she never really met a stranger. And if she did and they was hungry, she tried to feed them or whatever they needed. And I guess that was in chapter 20 because I don't remember reading that.
It's in verse 34. Because you love them as thyself.
Oh, yeah. That's right. But the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you. And thou shalt love him as thyself, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. That's awesome because, you know, you have to love people. I mean, when he brought those people out of Egypt, the Israelites, he brought out of Egypt. He brought them out, but when he brought them out, it was some strangers there too. It was a lot of, me and an apostle was talking the other day, it was a lot of those Israelites wouldn't come out of Egypt because they had got satisfied with being in Egypt with the Pharaoh. So they didn't come, but it some did and that wanted to come, but it was some strangers that came with them. So they had to love, in order for them to love God, they had to love the strangers as well. They had to love the strangers as well. So that's what we're to do now. We're supposed to love people as we love ourselves. We're supposed to pray for them, love them, even if they make you mad or upset, however it is. You still got to love them, even the ones that you don't know. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people. I'm telling you, I could say things and how they do things, but everybody's different. Everybody's different. And I don't want to be a one to seem like I'm always, I would say, judge people or something like that, because it's a lot of people being on Facebook. Like my cousin and them, every time they do something, They put it right on Facebook. I don't have time for that, because I ain't nobody. I ain't nothing without God, and he ain't on there. So what I'm doing on there? So you know what I'm saying, trying to show somebody I got this and I got that, and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. The Lord don't want us to boast in ourselves. You don't want that. So, and I feel like if I would say something, they would feel like I would be trying to judge them, you know. But that's why I don't never say anything, you know. Sometimes I like it. Sometimes I don't say nothing, because people shouldn't do that. I don't care. If they don't never see nothing at this house, they will never know it, because it's not by me. Because let me tell you something. It, whatever it is in this house is only by the grace of God, because it ain't nothing I did, because I ain't nothing. I ain't nobody. I'm just who God made me to be. So that's how we have to stay, humble ourselves before the Lord. Okay, chapter 20. What was the punishment for someone who cursed his father or mother? What was the punishment for someone that curse their father and mother? And that should be in chapter 20.
And he shall be put to death. Mm-hmm. Shall be surely put to death.
Yeah, that's the second one, right? That's the second verse. Yep, I see it. Yep, you shall be put to death.
Mm-hmm.
What was the punishment for a medium? Let me see. A medium. Oh.
I just see it.
Well, they was put to death too, but I wanted to find out what that was, because it's a lot of people that believe in mediums, and I think they were talking about, I'm not for sure, but and the souls that turneth after such as to have familiar spirits are and after wizards to go a horn after them. I kind of believe it's something like maybe a witch or something like that, or a wizard or something like that, a medium. I remember Apostle Kelly was telling me that I must be a medium, and I got on her real bad about that, because she said, well, I said, that's witchcraft. I said, well, you can use it either way, she said. I said, you can't use it no other way. I said, the word of God don't say that, but people just be turning it around and don't know how they messing themselves up with that. Let me see. A man also, a woman that have familiar spirits, and that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall be stoned them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. That's what I believe it is, because they shall be put to death. It doesn't say medium here, but it does say a wizard or something like that. And I feel like that's what it is, a medium, because I had was that prophesied to her and stuff, and then she was saying that God was using me as a medium. I said, God don't do that. You know, people, if they don't know what it is, I don't think they should say anything. If they don't know what it is, I wouldn't say nothing, not one thing. Do we have any more comments or questions before I read this little stuff? Let's see. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay. I'm going to read some of them. I'm not going to read everything. It says, verse 1, the Lord said this to Moses, say this to all the Israelites. Tell them to be holy because I am holy. I am the Lord who is your God. Every one of you must respect his mother and his father. You must do the right thing on my Sabbath days. I am the Lord who is your God. Do not turn from me to images or false gods. Do not make gods out of metal for yourself. I am the Lord your God, who is your God. Sometimes you will sacrifice a peace offering to the Lord. You must do it in the right way so that the Lord will accept it on behalf of you. You must eat it on the day that you sacrifice it or on the next day. You must burn anything that remains on the third day. Some may remain on the third day. Do not eat it because it is not clean. God will not accept it. Whosoever eat it will be responsible because he has made something holy to the Lord that is not holy. He said, I will cut off that person from the people. And when you gather the harvest from your fields, do not gather from the edge of your field. Do not gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not gather grapes from your vineyard a second time. Do not pick up the grapes that fall on the ground. Leave them for the poor people to gather and for the foreigners to gather. I am the Lord who is your God. Excuse me. Do not steal things. Do not lie to people. Do not make people believe what is not true. Do not promise to do something falsely in my name. This will make the name of your God unclean to people. I am the Lord. Do not cheat your neighbor. Do not steal from him. Do not keep the wages of a man until the next day. Do not say bad things against deaf people. Do not put things in front of a blind person so that they fall over it. Be afraid of your God. I am the Lord. Do not allow your judges to make unfair judgments. Do not give an unfair advance to poor people. Do not allow a great person to impress you. Be fair with your act as a judge of other people. Do not tell people bad things about other people. Do not do anything is dangerous to your neighbor's life. I am the Lord. Do not hate your brother in your heart or your mind. If your neighbor has done bad things, then tell him. Then you will not be guilty with him. Do not think bad things about one of your people. Do not try to hurt them because they have hurt you. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. I am the Lord. Obey my laws and do not curse different kinds of animals to have sex with each other. Do not put two different kinds of seeds in your field. Do not wear clothes that people make from two kinds of material. Okay, let me see. Perhaps a man will have sex with a girl who is a slave. She may be engaged to marry another man, but she is not yet free, a free woman. Nobody has paid any money for her, so there must be a proper punishment. But neither the man nor the woman should die because she is not a free woman. The man, however, must bring a male sheep to the entrance of the meeting tent. It will be a guilt offering of the Lord. The priest must offer the male sheep as a guilt offering. He will make atonement for the man in front of the Lord. This is because he has sinned. Then the Lord will forgive his sin. After you enter the land, the country called Canaan, you may plant any kind of tree for food, but I will not allow you to eat its fruit. You must not eat the fruit from it for 3 years. In the fourth year, all of its fruit will be holy. Wait a minute, I'll make sure I'm reading right. I am. It says, in the fourth year, all of his fruit will be holy. You must offer it to praise the Lord. But the fifth year, you may eat its fruit. If you do this, you will get a better harvest. I am the Lord, who is your God. Do not eat any meat that still has the blood in it. Do not use signs to try to work out that what happened in the fruit. You do not do any magic. Do not cut your hair at the sides of your head. Do not cut off the edges of your beard. Do not cut your bodies because you are so sad about someone's death. Do not tattoo your bodies. I am the Lord. Do not cause your daughter to have sex with men except her husband. Such behavior will make her really unclean, and it will ruin your country. This wicked behavior will spread through your country, and girls will be having wrong sex with men everywhere. Obey my rules about the Sabbath day. Respect my house. I am the Lord. Do not ask for help from people who do magic of any kind. They will make you really unclean. I am the Lord who is your God. Stand up when old people are present. Respect old people. Also respect your God. I am the Lord. Do not be cruel to foreigners who live in your country. You must behave toward him as toward one of your own people. Love him as you love yourself. Remember, you are foreigners in Egypt. You were foreigners in Egypt. I am the Lord who is your God. Do not use standards that are not honest, either for length, weight, or quality. Quantity. Be honest when you weigh things. Be honest when you measure things. Be accurate about measurements of your body. Dry substance and liquid. I am the Lord who is your God. I brought you out of the country called Egypt. Obey all of my rules and follow my laws. I am the Lord. He said, be holy because I am holy. This is the most important thing in the book of Leviticus that teaches us. Jesus also teaches in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, God's people cannot do whatever things they themselves want to do. They must do the things that God wants them to do. They must be separate because they are God's people. They belong to him. So they cannot behave as other people behave. Let me go to verse 3. The Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites, one of you or a foreigner that lives in your country might give one of his children to Molech. You must kill that person. The people in your country must throw stones at him until he is dead. The Lord will be against that man. I will cut off that man from his people because he gave. Wait a minute. Because he gave one of his children to Molech. He has made me my holy place really unclean, and he has made my name bad. However, the people in your country might not kill that man. They may do nothing when that man gives one of them, his children, their children to Molech. But I, the Lord, will be against that man and his family. I will cut off that man and everybody who follows him from their people. It is as if they have had sex with Molech. I, the Lord, will be against anyone who asks someone to inquire of the spirits of the dead people. It is as if that person is trying to have sex with these spirits. I, the Lord, will cut him off from his people. Make yourself separate from bad things and be holy. Do this because I am the Lord your God. Obey my rules. Do what my rules tell you to do. I am the Lord who makes you holy. If a man curses his father or mother, that man must die. He is responsible for his own death because he has cursed his father or his mother. If a man had sex with his neighbor's wife or any other man's wife, both of them, the man and the woman, must die. And if a man has sex with his father's wife, both of them must die. They are responsible for their own death because they cause shame to the man's father. If a man has sex with his son's wife, both of them must die. They are responsible for their own death. What they did was very wrong. If a man has sex with another man, both of them must die. They are responsible for their own death because they have done something very nasty. A man marries both a woman and her mother. It is a very bad thing. Both he and the two women must die. Burn them in the fire so that this bad thing will not continue to be among you. If a man has sex with an animal, both he and the animal must die. If a woman comes to an animal to have sex with it, you must kill the woman also. You must kill the animal. They must die. They will be responsible for their own death. It will bring shame to a man if he marries his sister or half-sister. If they have sex with each other, it is a bad thing. You must cut them off from their people. All their people must know about it. The man has caused shame to his sister, and he is responsible for his sin. A man must not have sex with a woman during her monthly period. He has shown where his blood flows, where her blood flows. She, too, has shown where her blood flows from. So cut off both the man and the woman from their people. Do not have sex with your mother's sister or with your father's sister. That will cause shame to a close relative. Both of you will be responsible for your sins. If a man has sex with an aunt, he has caused shame to his uncle. They are both responsible for this sin. They will die before they can have children. If a man marries his brother's wife, it is a very unclean act. He has caused shame to his brother. They will die before they can have children. You must obey all the rules, all my rules and all my laws. Then the land to which I am bringing you will not be like a sick person. It will not throw you out from its stomach. You can remain in the land. I am going to send out the nations that live there in front of you. You must not follow the custom, their custom, because they did all these things. I hate them. I hated them. I have told you that their land will become yours. I myself will give their land to you. It will be your possession. It is a land which milk and honey are plentiful. I am the Lord who is your God. I have made you separate from the people who belong to other countries. You must make a difference between animals that are clean and unclean. Also, you must make a difference between birds that are clean and unclean. I have separated many animals, birds, and insects that are unclean for you. Do not make yourself really unclean with any of them. You must be holy for me, because I, the Lord, am holy. I have separated you from the people who belong to other countries. You are to be mine. If any man or woman among you tries to inquire of dead people, you must kill them. Throw stones at them until they are dead. They will be responsible for their own death. Amen. If you know, Molech was a false god. He was mentioned over there in chapter 18, I think. Anyway, I hope you all understood all of that. That was a lot. I just went on and read, and I could read some more, but that's enough. I think because I know we went over some stuff. Where having sex with your kin people and all that would really make you unclean and stuff like that. And those were those laws. And it's still, that stuff go for the day too. You ain't supposed to have no sex with your auntie and your daddy's wife and all that kind of stuff. You're not supposed to do that. But it's a good thing. Anybody have any questions or comments before I close out? Let me see. Yeah. It was good. You know, I told you Canaan is the land that, you know, Canaan had some really bad people. They was doing all this stuff. That's why he was telling us, you know, the rules and stuff, and we better not do it. So, and he letting them go to the land that's swarmed with milk and honey. That's Canaan. Mm-hmm. So it was good. I thank God for it on tonight. I really do.
So it was Canaan that was doing all this stuff?
Yeah, the people of Canaan was doing all that stuff. Remember back in Genesis where Abraham, I think it was Abraham, didn't want, or he was before Abraham, didn't want somebody to live in Canaan. They didn't want Abraham to live in Canaan because they didn't want them his sons, the generation, to marry. Like, I think Canaan, the one that killed his brother Abel in them, and the guys, the young, his sons after them, he didn't want them to go to Canaan, but some of them married, some of them daughters of men, some of them Nephilim, they like giants and stuff, and they was doing all kind of stuff and selling them and all kind of dogs and stuff, and they didn't want the Israelites to live and to associate, to marry any of them women from Canaan, because they would draw them to do that wicked stuff and stuff like that and worship God. Yeah, but God sent Canaan out. He gonna send all of them people away from Canaan, and he gonna bless that land and give it to the Israelites. That's what I'm telling you. I'm gonna fix
like
that land. Huh?
It's like he kept trying to get him a chance. That's, I feel like that's why he kept sending Moses back, so he can get him, get him a chance to at least do right.
Yeah, he was giving them chance like he do us today. He give us chance after chance after chance. That's what the Lord does. And a lot of them didn't do it. They didn't do good. They didn't want to do good. So a lot of them died. A lot of them was stoned. A lot of them was killed, put to death. A lot of them was mediums. They was out there with them wizards and warlocks and witches and stuff like that, sorcerers and stuff like that, honey. They was doing all kind of stuff like they doing today. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Son, they still playing with Ouija boards. I be seeing that stuff across Facebook and stuff. I say, Lord, have mercy. You got to know what you're doing. You better always know what you're doing, though. That's all I can say. And it's everywhere. So you have to be careful. The devil sure using them, too. Yes, he is. So we go get ready. I'm going to get ready to close out. I'm yawning, honey. I'm standing my own sleep. I don't know what I'm going to do. Go to sleep. I mean, so we're going to get ready to go. I just thank and praise you, God, for you all coming on tonight. I forgot today was Tuesday until the last minute, until this evening. I was going to come home from that meeting and go to bed, but then I realized I had Bible study, and it did me better than any sleep would ever do. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, cover every member of this church ministry, outreach ministry, God, and their families and Camp Angels all around the bottom. Father, we thank you for blessing this Bible study. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching and having our hearts and minds open to receive and understand your word. We just give you praise on tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask you to bless your people all over the earth, God, your people, God. Just keep them all covered in Jesus' name. The Lord bless thee and keep thee, and the Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. You all go and have a blessed and good night. And I will be back Thursday for a Bible study, but I will be on live probably about 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to just change my time for a few weeks to 10 o'clock on the days that I go live. So God bless y'all. I love you. I will see you then. Y'all have a good night.
Love you. Good night.
Love you too. Good night.
Love you. Good night.
Love you too.
Good night, Mama. Love you.
Love you too, baby. Good night.